In recent weeks, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on two air quality cases. The first ruling said EPA could enforce air quality standards regardless of the cost to business, but also said some of EPA's standards had to change. The second ruling said Midwest states had to reduce pollution that drifts into the Northeast by May 2004. But Northeast states had already petitioned the courts to force the Midwest to clean up emissions by 2003. Power companies say no one knows what standards or what deadlines to follow. Dan Riedinger is with the industry organization, the Edison Electric Institute.
This highlights, I think, the regulatory uncertainty under which our industry has been operating for some time and will continue to operate, certainly, into the at least the near future.
The power companies say further restricting emissions could end up costing their customers an additional 7% in power bills. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.